KX93.5, Unizone FM. That's what it is, and I'm Jason Feddy, and, oh, that's loud, isn't it? Goodness me. Zacharias Churchill III is here. Zach Churchill, sir.
It's the fourth.
Is it the fourth? Oh, sorry, mate. Who came first? Who was the first Zach Churchill?
Winston Churchill's actual...
Are you related?
Yeah,
you
Winston's his related? Middle name. It was actually Zacharias.
Right. That's funny, isn't it?
Good to see you, Jason.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great, and I missed your self-deprecating humor.
Right.
Yeah.
I've just spent the last 2 minutes deprecating you. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I've got thick skin by now.
Zach Churchill's playing music on Thursday night at the Marine Room. It's recently been remodeled, new PA system, all that good stuff. It looks great in there and it sounds great in there. And every month we do a KX Presents show. We're very proud to present Zach Churchill on Thursday night along with the Bad Years. It's going to be a fun night.
I'm so stoked to be there. I'm going to be bringing down a band from Los Angeles that evening.
Great. Yeah. Are they going to play with you or are you just going to bring a band down?
They're just going to watch. I'm auditioning them and I might let them play on one or two.
Why don't you play a song for us now?
Sounds good.
That'd be good. We haven't sound checked, so I'm not sure how it's going to sound really, but we'll give it a go. Yeah, that's cool. Do that.
I'll start with an oldie. This is called Savannah.
Still feel the same as yesterday. So don't you try to say things have changed. I'm out here waiting for the rain to wash away another day. Like God always. Oh, my love is falling into you. Still hear your name in every breath I take. And when I see your face, am I awake? I'd like to tell the world you're mine, but I'm afraid that's just a sign. I'm out of my mind. Oh, my love is falling into you. My.
So great to see you. Fantastic. Zach Churchill there on the radio here in Laguna Beach playing a track called Savannah. It's just a classic.
Thank you, Jason. It sounds a lot better on my Martin.
Yeah,
brand
nice
new guitar,
today. By the way. Yeah.
Thank you.
Shiny.
I like your guitar. What is it again?
I have a Rickenbacker that I play usually.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. Rickenbacker acoustic. It's quite unusual. A lot of people come up to your gigs and say, wow, that's an interesting guitar, because they don't make many acoustic guitars. They're mostly known for the electric. So, yeah. Very cool in Doodle Deedle. What have you been up to? Not seen you in a while.
I have been playing every weekend down here, various venues. I play at a couple wine bars and whatnot down in South OC, and then I'm actually still working on that. I think it's like the 10-year plan of a degree up in. I'm up in LA at Cal State Northridge right now.
What are you studying up there?
Music industry studies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crikey, I wish I'd known a bit about that when I was.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get screwed.
Yeah. I'm not gonna get a deal.
Except for on this program right now.
No, come on.
I'm kidding. I love you guys.
We're old pals.
Yeah, I'm so happy to finally be on Sound the Sea. I've been following that, and I'm really stoked to be.
Well, we've changed the name of it now. We've changed a whole new thing. It's just called KX Presents now.
Oh,
on the last
Sound the Sea.
It's the same kind of thing. But coming up, we've got some really nice big name bands. In fact, I'm going to ask you back to do another one, mm-hmm. probably early in the year. And we're going to have some even bigger name bands. We've got some underwriting money and some added value for, like, bands that are really quite well known. And they're going to come down, so we're going to really start doing it up in there. But the Bad Years are really cool. They've been in here before and played. And they're from LA. So they're sort of, I don't know, it's uplifting, their music. As is yours, really, in an odd way. You've got that juxtaposition of that I think Nick Drake's got, and even Dylan, and certainly Jeff Buckley. That sort of singing about some heartfelt and intimate stuff in a way that's very uplifting. It's a weird thing, that, because you would think it'd be depressing, but it's the absolute opposite of that. So I always think
I'm glad you find the silver lining in it. I feel like I often write, you know, I have a hard time writing the happy songs, but, you know, most of them are a little bit on the darker side, the things that I struggle with personally.
Yeah.
Not that previous song, you know, that's one of my more upbeat ones, but I think I am going to play a more personal, moody song for you guys in a little bit.
Yeah, well, the trick is, I've always found, it's that old folk troubadour thing, isn't it, where you play a miserable song about politics or the impossibility of human relationships or whatever the heck else, or the searching, yearning, longing for peace or whatever it is, and then tell a joke in between.
That always works.
Yeah, just tell jokes. You want to play us another song?
Yeah, absolutely. So this one I did write last summer. This is called Bartender, and it is very personal to me. I decided that I wanted to be more like you, Jason, so I gave up the bottle, I gave up the booze, and I got sober. So this is my first song written with a not very clear head. I think I was still withdrawn. But
when a guy gets sober, though, you know, it can go either way. You can either... Now, you and I are lucky. We managed to retain our sense... We hadn't destroyed our sense of humour.
That's debatable.
But there are, well, it could be a bad...
it's been enhanced.
I didn't say it was a good sense of humour. I said it was a sense of humour. And then there are other people who just get sober and they're just miserable. That's awful.
Yeah.
I always just suggest they drink again.
There are days when I debate it.
But well, you come in here and I'll
that's
give you
not
good,
today.
I'll give you a slap around the head with a wet kipper if you're ever feeling that way.
Thank
just come
you,
on,
Jason.
Come around and I'll find a fish to slap you with. All right, Zach Churchill, everybody, on the radio here in Laguna Beach. It's KX 93.5. Live music.
Please don't ignore the light that shines from under the door. It's wasting electricity and draining the life out of me. Bartender, please don't forget to burn the ice and last cigarettes. I know it's late, but you can't leave yet. It's time to throw out the last guest. Have I been here before? I'm lying down on the floor and dying. Bartender, please understand, if I could move, I'd give you a hand. But pretender, please don't give up. I wish I could just wake myself up. Have I been here before? I'm lying down on the floor. Have I been here before? I'm dying down on the floor. But I'm trying to tease some life out of me. For a moment I'm already gone. In my dreams, I lie next to me and I try to decide what is wrong. So breathe some life into me and I promise I'll try to be strong. It may seem like I don't believe, but I'm ready to learn from this one. Bartender, I don't know when I will rise to meet you again. Bartender, please don't forget, I know I won't, for I am in debt.
Oh man, that is the sound of Zach Churchill on KX 93.5. So what's the song called? Bartender, I'm guessing?
Something like that. That's the one I was going with for now.
Yeah. Oh man, you just sound fantastic.
Thank you, Jason. That was Jason on the Shaker, everybody.
Oh,
give it up for Jason Fetty.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Now, there's something like you've matured because you've done this sobriety thing, obviously. You've been through the mill a bit. When I first met you, just a young, shiny-faced boy.
Yeah.
Who really was beautiful, great singer, obviously a talented musician, but you've got you've got the blues, man, in a way, which is kind of cool. That's what the world relies on us, to have the blues musicians. So I think that's all right, and good luck to you.
Well, Jason, ever since I first heard you play down at, I think it was Ocean Avenue Brewery.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I saw you over at Hotel Laguna. Man, you know, I don't want to underestimate how big of an inspiration you've been to me in these last few years as a songwriter.
Honestly, I swear. Get out of here.
I swear.
How dare you?
Everybody, go listen to Blood is Blood by Jason Fetty.
Oh, you're really sweet, man. It's a pleasure.
Honestly.
Of course it's a pleasure. You know, no, it's not quite like this, but this girl came up to me, this very beautiful girl came up to me at a gig the other night, and she goes, I went, hi, and she went, hi. And I went, wow, and she goes, yeah, I think you know my dad.
That's it?
That's it. I'm like,
that's it.
You know what? Get the out of here.
Sorry, I know you want to keep a low profile.
Sorry. I'm keeping my whole career on the DL. That's,
this is your only job, I forgot. Yeah. Never mind what I said.
Okay, I'll be at the Sawdust Festival tomorrow, Tuesday night, 4:30 to 9. Where's
awesome.
Your next gig? Thursday.
My next gig is Thursday at the Marine Room Tavern,
right.
Downtown Laguna Beach. See you there. Doors open at like what?
9.
1 p.m.?
No.
Oh, okay.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. We'll be going on at 10 p.m.
That's right. And the $5 at the door goes towards paying the bands and helps the radio station and anybody who comes down there. is doing a good deed. It's going to be a good night, though. It's always a fun night. Bands are always great. Sounds good, looks good. Zach Churchill, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Jason. I look forward to Thursday.